What are they doing in heaven today? I don't know, boy, but it's my business to stay here and sing about it. What are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. What are they doing right now? I'm thinking of friends whom I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. But they're gone up to heaven, but I want to know, what are they doing that now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. But what are they doing there now? There's some whose heart was burdened with care. They paced their moments through sighing and tears, but they clung to the cross with trembling and fear. But what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Oh, peace is bound like the river, they say. But what are they doing there now? There's some whose body was bursting full of disease. Their medicine and doctors couldn't give them much ease, but they suffered until death brought a final relief. But what are they doing right now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Why, sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. But what are they doing right now? There's some who is poor and often despised. They look up to heaven with tear-blinded eyes, while people were heedless and deaf to their cries. But what are they doing right now? What are they doing in heaven today? While sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace is bound like the river, they say. What are they doing right now?
Sunday, February 9th, 2020. It has been a rough week for everybody, and hope you're doing all right despite news. That was Washington Phillips' What Are They Doing in Heaven Today? Tremendous song, the title track from the collection on Mississippi Records, wonderfully remastered by Timothy Stolenwerk. I think that was maybe the first gospel record they did on the label, and then I started to work with them on some projects after that, but it's a really great collection, I think. I think it really holds up. Today we're going to hear a bunch of gospel music. Have a lot of neat things in front of me, including this. This is a hippie folk, Jesus folk band called the RFD, whose record was thankfully reissued by a label called Outsider. I think they're French. And this is a track from them called off their LP Lead Me Home called Take Time. And thanks again for listening, and I'll come in later and talk about what we heard.
By the sun, I have wandered by a cool mountain. sea breeze, returning back to Mother Nature's soul. Man and his machines with profit also grow. But don't let us nature's
fingerprint was plain. books you'll find there's none salvation for. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Read of love and tragic things, and not one verse of scripture, not one verse do you know, when it is the very truth and its contents good for you. Just on the Bible will doom your poor soul. Just on the Bible, just on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find there's none salvation for. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Oh, if you have a friend you'd like to help along life's way, just tell him that the good book shows a mortal how to pray. The best advice to give him that will make his burden light is to dust the family Bible, trade the wrong way for the right. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find there's none salvation for. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
Paul was at home because he had discovered in his own life that the Lord was able to make a way for him. There are lessons that all of us must learn in our own life, that in spite of all of our conditions of life, we must believe that the Lord will make a way for us. When Paul found himself in trials, Paul realized that the Lord was able to take care of him. There lay a secret there in the depths of his power. The depths of all of the powers that Paul had, that Paul believed through him that loved. Paul believed that the Lord would stand by his side and the Lord would make a way for him every day of his life. So then, my brothers and sisters, we have to believe tonight that in spite of all of our trials and tribulations, that the Lord is able to take care of our every need. While Paul lived, it is knowledgeable and understandable that hell had no peace. What was this man's weapon? Where did he edge his blade? He often used the phrase, "I am persuaded," and there lay the secret that never height, nor depths, nor powers, nor principalities, the past, the present, the future, would separate him from the love of God. When Paul went to his cross of self-denial, the miracle of regeneration took place. But later, when he took up his cross, the great miracle of identification took place. To be dead and alive at the same time is the key to life's problem. It is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth within me. Dead to blame or praise, dead to passion and human praise, dead so that he will have no desire to seek for himself, dead so that we do not squirm if another gets praise that we engineered, dead so that we can sing with the poor, dead to the world and to all of its calls, its idle pomp and fading joy. Yes, it's my glory be. We see today through a glass darkly. Yes, we do, but I don't know about you. But we must hold on to God's unchanging hand. Paul was coming to the end of his life journey. Paul looked back over his life and said, I know that the Pharaohs and the Neros of days past and gone have overshadowed my soul, and I know that I'm on my way to Nero's chopping block. I know that a few more rises of the sun and it'll all be over. And I want to tell the world I fought a good fight and I've kept the faith. I'm on my way into the arms of Jesus. Going gets rough in my life, I can lean on the Lord. The Lord will make a way. Yes, He will. Do you believe that tonight? Do you know the Lord will make a way? I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, He will. For I can tell a dying world that ever since that Sunday morning in the red hills of Alabama, about 9 o'clock in the morning, ever since that morning, the Lord spoke peace to my dying soul. He's been with me every day and every hour. I tell the Lord, keep my feet, Lord, and keep my hand. Keep my voice, Lord, to sing your praise. I want to tell the story wherever I go. I want to tell it in season, and I want to tell it out of season. I want to tell it when I'm weak, and I want to tell it when I'm strong. I want to tell it when I've been misused and been misunderstood. I want to tell the world that the Lord is sweet, I know. Yes, He is. The reason why I know He's sweet is because more than 2,000 years ago, a lonely coffin of Calvary proved Himself to be a champion, laid down His life on the cross. He died for your sins, and He died for mine. And thank God today that the atoning blood is still ever flowing in all of our lives. But more than that, He became a champion over death, because early on an Easter Sunday morning, I heard Him say, all power is in my hand. I'm alive forevermore. Go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. I want to send to you another comforter. I'm on my way. Yes, I am. But I want to send to you another comforter. I want you to go on up to Jerusalem. And if you're going to be a champion in this service of God, you've got to go to your Jerusalem sometime and wait on the Lord. I want you to go to Jerusalem and tarry there till you're being endued with power from on high. Wait on me. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Maybe you don't feel Him, but I can feel Him right now. I know He's here. Yes, He is. I know the Lord is here right now. He's all over me. He's like fire that shut up in my bones. I know the Lord is able to take care of me. Do you feel Him now? Is He in your life? Is He all right? Will He take care of you? Will He make a way for you? Will He open doors for you? Will He lift loads for you? I know the Lord is a load lifter. I know He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. I know He's a I know the Lord. quiet everywhere. Hold on.
Thank you. would say nothing about it till you make them mad. Your clothes free, your enemy cannot harm me, but what your clothes. Talking to my mother just the other day, I'll turn to my business, hear what she had to say. Son, don't be worrying, don't be so clear. Don't tell your friend, Lord, everything you hear. Your close friend, your close, your enemy can't harm you, but watch your close friend. Your close friend, your close friend, enemy cannot harm you, you better watch your close friend. If you see my friend, tell them what I say. Be careful talking, don't mention them. Things you don't want other people to know. You don't tell your friend, Lord, not no place you go. Your clothes, your clothes, your enemy cannot harm you. But your clothes free, your enemy can't harm you, but watch your clothes free. I was out the other night, walking down the road. Your friend told me things I never know. When I got home today, had to say the same. They gonna talk about everything you say. Your clothes free, your enemy cannot harm you, but what you.
Little love. Then it came again, took my mother too. Ever since that awful day, I haven't seen my mother no more. She went a long time ago, won't be back no more. Dead little dead, coming back after you. Out of cloud death, coming back after you. Yes, it took my mother a long time ago, and I haven't seen mother anymore. Out of cloud death, coming back. After you, I declare, old dad, coming back after you. Went a long time ago, won't be back no more. Let that old dad coming back after you. Coming back after you. That old day, coming back after you.
Yes, Sweet Home.
Death come a-riding by the sinner's door.
He said, oh, sinner, are you ready to go?
Tell me that sinner looked down and said,
No, I can't go because I ain't got on my traveling shoes, ain't done my duty, said, No, I can't get on board because I ain't got on my traveling shoes. Death come a-riding by the liar's door.
He said, oh, liar, are you ready to go?
Tell me the liar looked down and said,
No, I can't go because I ain't got on my traveling shoes, ain't done my duty, said, No, I can't get on board because I ain't got on my traveling shoes. Death come a-riding by the gambler's door.
He said, oh, gambler, are you ready to go?
Tell me that gambler looked down and says,
No, I can't go because I ain't got on my traveling shoes, ain't done my duty, said, No, I can't get on board because I ain't got on my traveling shoes. Death come a-riding by the tattler's door.
He said, old tattler, are you ready to go?
Tell me that tattler looked down and said,
No, I can't go because I ain't got on my traveling shoes, ain't done my duty, said, No, I can't get on board because I ain't got on my traveling shoes. Death come a-riding by the Christian door.
He said, old Christian, are you ready to go?
Tell me that Christian just smiled and said,
Yes, I'm ready to ride. I've done my duty and I'm satisfied. Just let me get on board. I'm ready to go because I just got on my traveling shoes.
Well, just you fit the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho, Joshua fit the bell around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua fit the bell around Jericho, 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 Joshua fit the bell around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. One morning, Joshua was the man of war with the battle axe and a double-edged sword. He fought the battle around Jericho many long years ago. Joshua was the man of war with the battle axe and a double-edged sword. He fought the battle around Jericho many long years ago. Joshua engaged in the battle and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua engaged in the battle and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua was a man of war with the battle axe and a double-edged sword. He fought the battle around Jericho many long years ago.
Well, when I get to heaven, let me tell you what I'll do. I'll ask my Lord for my boldest shoe.
Well, Joshua engaged in the battle and the walls come tumbling down.
Joshua engaged in the battle and the walls come tumbling down.
Joshua was the man of war with the battle axe and a double-edged sword. He fought the battle around Jericho many long years ago.
Well, when you get to heaven, let me tell you what to do. Tell all of you free child that Frank is coming to.
Well, Joshua engaged in the battle and the walls come tumbling down.
Joshua engaged in the battle and the walls come tumbling down.
Joshua was the man of war with the battle axe and a double-edged sword. He fought the battle around Jericho many long years ago.
Joshua!
Thank you.
Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the creator of worlds and of music to stir them. Hear our cry, O God, attend unto our song. Let now our songs of praise come unto your ears and find grace in your hearing. Bless, we pray, these who sing and all who will hear. Let your spirit and benediction rest upon us and upon our musical message of hope, to the end that sinners shall be saved, backsliders reclaimed, and those who wait upon thee have their strength renewed. And may your name be glorified. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen and amen.
More of the good news to counter that bad news we're hearing on the radio and reading in the papers of the last week. It is Sunday, I'm going to say February 9th. I think that's what it is, 2020. I'm definitely sure it's that. A year that seems to have lasted too long already. On the Highway to Glory is the name of the record. Greater Mount Rose Baptist Church Mass Choir is the name of the artist. And we heard Spirit with a prayer by Reverend Phillips. This is Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. Before we end with a tremendous longer Staple Singers early track, let's go back and hear what we heard before that, a whole bunch of tracks. It was so good, I just kept recording it. And this is a record that I have not played much from, an amazing folklore collection, 8-hand sets and holy steps, early dance tunes and songs of praise from North Carolina's Black tradition. From the the gospel side of that record, we heard most of the record. I played Your Close Friend, which of course believe that the first known recording of that is by Edward Claiborne. But it could be wrong. James Guitar Slim Stevens did that. Then we heard Death Is Coming Back After You by Reverend Rassi Moore. Then we heard Satan, We're Gonna Tear Your Kingdom Down by the Second St. Paul Junior Choir. Then we heard Sweet Home by Alja Mae Hinton. Then we heard Traveling Shoes by the Badgett Sisters and Joshua by the Gospel Jubilators. You might hear sounds in the background. That's my amazing rescue pup, Clayton, who wants me to take him out, and I will very soon. It's okay, buddy, it's okay. Before that, Champion That Hell Recognizes, Reverend Travis H. Smith Jr. Really interesting sounding sermon record, and yeah, I'm really glad that we got to hear that much of that. Before that, off the Rounder collection, The Sunny Side of Life, the Blue Sky Boys did Dust on the Bible. Such a great song. Before that, Down on Me, Mary Pickney and the Moving Star Hall Singers. We heard that off of the amazing Folkways record, Been in the Storm So Long, Spirituals and Shouts, Children, Game Songs, and Folk Tales, recorded by Guy Carawan. And then we started off this set with the RFD, that hippie folk music. We heard their track Take Time. And now let's hear a song that's either called Tell Heaven or I'm Coming Home by the Staple Singers. We're hearing it from a cheapo comp, The Best of the Staple Singers, a double LP on VJ from like the late 80s. I'm playing it just because, you know, it's a very clean copy of the record. Thanks so much for, and I'm not a snob about reissues and stuff like that. I can't afford to be. Buchton Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great week. I am talking like this now because I'm looking at my dog, and he's the best, and I'm so grateful for this, for him, and thanks for listening.
Tell a heaven.
Now you tell a heaven.
I am coming.
I'm coming home. I'm coming on a home one day.
Tell my father
how you tell father
I am coming.
I'm coming. On a home one day.
Oh, the river.
Lord knows the river.
Where the sun.
That evening sun.
Will never go down.
Cross on my shoulder. Sword in my hand. I'm going down fighting. Jesus name. And sit down when I had my love for my star crown. Then I won't write my love a letter. Gonna tell him the world ain't getting no better. Then I gonna call him on my phone. Told you I need you in my home.
Tell heaven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell heaven.
I am coming.
Yeah, I'll be home
one day.
Tell heaven.
gonna hold my
Lord, my burden.
Lord, hold my burden.
She's so heavy,
so hard to bear.
Hard to bear.
Lord knows my burdens seem hard to bear. Lord, when I get to heaven, I got a crown to wear.
One day,
tell mother I'm coming on a home one day.
One day,
tell heaven I'm coming on a home
one day.